Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Pushback on the governor's proposal from school districts across the state, as well as from specifically teachers' unions, calls that have been picked up by state legislators. And so with the Assembly and the Senate, I think pushing back very hard against it, the decision or an agreement seems to have been reached to not include that those specific changes in next year's budget. Now, we're still waiting on the details, but there does seem to be an agreement that would change some of the details on how the aid goes and how inflation is calculated. And so we still think there will be some tweaks to that formula. But one of the biggest pushbacks from the districts and from the legislature was that they're in the middle of the year, and it's really hard for them to plan for any changes, plan for any cuts in funding. And so I think that's why the agreement will be to change it going forward, but not to really change it right now in midstream.
Jack, what has been some of the concerns about those pushing back on this proposal?
Well, I think the biggest concern is that changing the formula in the middle of the year is really hard for districts and where they are. We've also heard from a lot of districts that even if they've had their population or their enrollment has shrunk, their costs continue to go up, just like all the rest of us, between inflation and trying to find different products and supplies and construction. All those costs continue to go up for the school districts, and so that's been some of the biggest pushback.
And how likely could we see this formula come next year, and how could this affect the school districts?
Well, that's where I think what we'll see in a final budget is some changes to that formula that will be more reliant on current population. Right now, a lot of the formula numbers are based on enrollment from 2008. So I do think some of these numbers are going to change. We'll find those details in the final budget when that gets agreed to, or if it gets agreed to. But in the meantime, I think most of those will go into effect in the future rather than right now in the middle of the year.
And how much resistance do you think we'll hear from school districts regarding this change?
Well, I think they'll end up doing better. And so I think it'll be an agreement that everyone can live with, even if not everyone's happy about the result.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.